When the bridge contacted him saying they'd found something, Calvin had them send a copy of the information to his office. Buried deep in the Rotham ship's debris were two things: a tiny data disk and traces of isotome, an extremely rare, unstable compound found in only one place in the galaxy. Since he was no physicist, he would let his lab ponder over the relevance of the isotome while he accessed the data from the disk on his computer. It was a recording, and he played it over and over.
If you're hearing this message, then you haven't disappointed me, Calvin Cross.
It was a software-disguised voice, exactly like the one he'd heard in his quarters on Praxis just before the trial.
But I must warn you,
it went on.
If you come after me, as some hope you will come after you, and they will find you. They always do. If you're smart, you'll go home now and live a long, peaceful life. Because if you don't, and you see what I've seen, that's one step too many, and there's no going back from that. Believe me, I know.
It changed to a man's voice with flat intonation. I stop shiny sunsets. I find pale blue lights, always. The first part, the warning, was bone-chilling, but didn't really tell him anything, except someone, other than Raiden, wanted Calvin dead if he kept going.